Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. The United States submitted its national report for 2021 on Protocol 5 in August, along with the national reports on amended Protocol 2 in compliance with the CCW. I would like to highlight some of the information contained in the U.S. national report on Protocol 5. The U.S. Department of State's Office of Weapons Removal and Abatement, their conventional weapons destruction program responds to humanitarian, social, and economic effects generated by all manner of explosive remnants of war, and at-risk munitions that are surplus, obsolete, poorly secured, or otherwise at risk. Conventional weapons destruction activities include humanitarian mine action, destruction of small arms, light weapons, and munitions, including at-risk man-portable air defense systems, or MANPADs, and physical security and stockpile management assistance. Our assistance program includes projects to clear existing ERW that originated as far back as World War II. WRA finances this program with funds appropriated annually to the U.S. Department of State for demining and related programs. This assistance totaled $233.8 million in fiscal year 2021 funds. The U.S. government works closely with other governments, non-governmental organizations, and private companies to address the threats described above. Assistance to clearance programs covers both existing ERW under Article 7, as well as assistance under Article 8, including on risk education and victim reintegration, many times in the same program. ERW is addressed in conjunction with landmine clearance when appropriate for the program. In 2021, U.S. assistance supported ERW clearance in 28 countries across the world. In addition to ERW clearance, WRA supported activities in fiscal year 2021 that prevent future contamination, providing funding for training personnel and or improvements to government weapons storage facilities in 27 countries. By helping countries secure their stockpiles, the United States helps to prevent the proliferation of conventional weapons and munitions, the latter of which might be at risk of becoming ERW, thus supporting the goals of Protocol 5. The United States also supports the destruction of aging and at-risk stockpiles of munitions. Most of these munitions are unlikely to function as intended for a variety of reasons. Destroying these munitions prevents them from exploding unintentionally or becoming ERW as a result of malfunction during use. The United States supported munitions destruction programs in 16 countries in 2021. Including Ukraine. The U.S. Department of State maintains a quick reaction force to address immediate post-conflict and post-depot explosion clearance and other requests relating to addressing ERW. In fiscal year 2021, the quick reaction force deployed to Equatorial Guinea and Kazakhstan. Thank you, Mr. President.